This is Jason Chan, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC PolyU, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial. To salvage Hong Kong's reputation, SADS should be banned. The measures taken recently by the Travel Industry Council, TIC, to regulate shopping at designated shops, SADS, are aimed at restoring Hong Kong's good reputation as a paradise for shoppers. At a time when Hong Kong as a whole is at a low ebb, these measures present an opportunity to prop up the tourist industry. Some people in the tourist industry, however, are unhappy with the new regulations and have launched a non-cooperation movement to resist the reform. To root out irregularities such as low-cost tours and forced shopping, the TIC has launched a number of regulatory measures, which came into effect on New Year's Day. First, registered stores are required to promise that they will abide by the Trade Descriptions Ordinance and provide mainland visitors with 180-day refund protection. Second, the license number of the related travel agency, as well as the tour code of the tour group, must be displayed on a tourist bus. Finally, every tourist guide is now required to carry their tourist guide pass. These new requirements have aroused opposition from labor organizations representing travel agencies, stores, tourist bus drivers, and tourist guides. They have launched a non-cooperation movement, refusing to carry their tourist guide passes or display the license numbers of the related travel agencies. They have also declared that they will take legal action, such as a judicial review, to challenge the TIC's power to regulate the industry. SADS that involves mainland tours has resulted in a lot of incidents. Most of these incidents involved tourists who were forced to bide at the shops. Last October, a group of people came to blows with each other over SADS, resulting in the death of a mainland tourist. The incident has dealt a huge blow to Hong Kong's tourist industry. Recently, the number of tour groups coming from the mainland has decreased significantly. Apart from the economic downturn, the phenomenon is believed to be largely attributable to the death of the tourist, which continues to reverberate around the mainland. The TIC has tightened its regulation of SADS. It is expected that the extension of refund protection and the introduction of the Trade Descriptions Ordinance can protect customers' rights effectively. Stores that violate the Trade Descriptions Ordinance will be removed from the list of registered SADS stores. To the people in the industry, this measure has a particularly strong deterrent effect. The backlash against these measures shows exactly their effectiveness, and the dissenting voices do not seem to have right on their side. Some say that the industry's frontline workers are often asked to produce their tourist guide passes by people whose identities are not known. This makes it difficult for frontline workers to carry out their duties, these people say. But in fact, in every part of the world, it is common practice for people like tourist guides to carry their credentials. This helps root out the problems of illegal labor and unlicensed tourist guides, and thus safeguards the interests of people in tourism. In recent days, some people in the industry have gone on with the non-cooperation movement in an aggressive manner. They have refused to conduct tours to registered stores. In what they call counter-propaganda, they have sent people to distribute leaflets outside the stores. They have even launched a so-called lifetime guarantee scheme in jewelry shops as a countermeasure against the TIC, saying that they will allow tourists to swap what they have purchased for jewelry of the same price. But the scheme is highly dubious. as no stores can guarantee that they will last forever. How can a customer swap jewelry at a shop that does not exist anymore? Hong Kong's reputation as a paradise for shoppers should be founded on products that are inexpensive and of high quality. SARS does not allow tourists to enjoy shopping. On the contrary, it is tarnishing the city's reputation as a shopper's paradise. To this, the government should not turn a blind eye. The problem of low-cost tours will be solved after SARS is rooted out. Thanks for listening to Ming Pao's editorial, brought to you by Jason Chan, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HACC, Poly U.